Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I cover all things food, from cooking to gardening to fabulous ingredients to junk food, health, sustainability, even policy. You might say I'm obsessed with everything about food. Food is the one substance that connects everything to everything else, and it connects us all. Not only can we not live without it, not only does it determine much of what goes on in the world, but we love it. Hi, it's Mark Bittman. And welcome to Food. Before we start, I want to remind you of a couple things and announce a couple things. One is that any recipe that we talk about can always be found on BittmanProject.com. Secondly, we are always open to questions. We want to start answering questions live on the air, or not live, but by talking directly with you. So call anytime with any question, food-related or not. The number is 833-FOOD-POD. That's 833-366-3763. On today's show, we have the great Dr. Jane Goodall talking about her work in Africa, her work with chimpanzees, her work with the Jane Goodall Institute, her work with the global youth program Roots and Shoots, and her new cookbook, Eat Meat Less. We'll also have some recipes from Eat Meat Less. We'll take your questions and more all today on Food. I know that people don't think of Jane Goodall as particularly a recipe developer, but Eat Meat Less is really a good cookbook. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there. So I've chosen a couple of recipes. Many of them are too long to go through in the way that I'm doing this on the podcast, but a few of them are perfect. So the first one I'm going to do is grilled squash and orzo salad with pine nuts. Stay with me here. It's not a no-brainer, this recipe. First of all, start some water, salted water, because you're going to cook some orzo, and start a grill. Take a couple pounds of mixed yellow and green squash, zucchini, whatever you have, summer squash, and trim that, cut it into quarter-inch thick slices, toss with a little bit of olive oil, some salt, and pepper. Then grill those slices, turning once or twice just until they're tender. Maybe it's 5 or 10 minutes total. Put those in a large bowl. Meanwhile, or later or before, cook a half a pound of orzo in that boiling salted water just until it's done. You might want to rinse it under cold running water to stop the cooking. Then toast about a half a cup of pine nuts in a small skillet over medium-low heat until the smell will be irresistible. They will just start to brown. This is about 5 minutes. Cool those off. And then you're going to toss the orzo with the squash and a tablespoon of olive oil. the juice of a lemon, a tiny bit of vinegar, maybe a teaspoon or more to taste, and the pine nuts. Toss all of that to combine, season with salt and pepper, garnish with a handful of chopped mint, and serve right then or an hour or two later. It's a great one. Well, I'd like to welcome to the show the great Dr. Jane Goodall. Dr. Goodall is perhaps best known for her passion for wildlife and for traveling at the age of 26 to Gombe, Tanzania, where she began her landmark study of chimpanzees in the wild, which redefined our understanding of the relationship between humans and other animals. But she's also founder of the Jane Goodall Institute and a UN messenger of peace. And through her global advocacy, she shaped attitudes and policy on issues like human rights and the climate crisis, and has spent most of her life taking action on behalf of the natural world. In 1991, Goodall founded the global youth program Roots and Shoots, with the goal of bringing together youth from preschool to university age to work on environmental, conservation, and humanitarian issues. Participants are encouraged to identify and work on problems in their own communities affecting people, animals, and the environment. We'll talk about this a lot. The organization has local chapters in more than 140 countries, with over 8,000 local groups worldwide that involve nearly 150,000 young people. I talked to her about most of these things, as well as her recent cookbook, Eat Meat Less, which is an impressive and progressive step in Dr. Goodall's evolution. Well, hi, nice to meet you. An honor, I'm sure.
Good to meet you too.
You know, I wrote a similar book a while ago, so I'm very sympathetic to this, and I think it's a great project. Maybe we talk a little bit about eating styles. I've heard you described as virtually vegan. I know that, I mean, for most people, being actually vegan is a really tough hill to climb, but I wonder how you eat, what you like to eat, what your goals are, if anything, what a normal day looks like for you.
I became vegetarian in the late 60s when I read about factory farms, which I hadn't. I mean, when I was growing up, there were no such ghastly things.
Right.
And then after reading about that in Peter Singer's book, actually, Animal Liberation, the next time I looked at a bit of meat on the plate, I thought, this symbolizes fear, pain, death. I didn't want to eat that.
Wow.
But then I tried to keep away from dairy and eggs. And if I did eat them, I tried to make sure they were, better looked after animals. But of course, eggs and milk are in everything. I mean, so it's on the road when I was traveling 300 days a year was really difficult. But vegetarian, yes, strict vegetarian from the end of the 60s. And since I've been at home in lockdown because of the pandemic, I've been totally vegan. I have a niece who does wonderful cooking, and she's cooked vegan meals, and she absolutely fell on meatless and whisked it away, so has made some delicious meals as a result.
She's living with you?
Yes, my sister and her daughter, my niece, and the niece's two grown boys all together.
That sounds great. Sounds like a great arrangement. 50 years is a long time. I'm old enough to remember the 60s and old enough to know how long ago that was. I hadn't realized that Peter Singer's book came out that early. So that's I'll have to look at that.
It did.
Can you talk a little bit about trying to talk to other people about eating less meat and what that's like for you?
Well, what I try not to do is to make them feel guilty. So what I do is I tell stories. I recommend that they watch, and I say, this will make you really laugh and smile. And it's a video called Picasso, not Picasso the artist, but Picasso.
Got it.
Have you heard about Picasso?
No, but I will look as soon as we get off the...
You Google it and you'll find three videos come up usually, and you want to choose the one with the geographic yellow border around it. That's by far the best. And Pig Casso is a pig who lives in South Africa. She was rescued from slaughter. The rescuer, who has a tiny little sanctuary for farm animals, noticed that this pig would always watch her when she painted. She's an artist. So one day she set up an easel and put a brush in Pig Casso's mouth. And you should just watch this. Pig Casso is so excited. She actually dips the brush in the paint. And the only thing she's been taught to do is to dip her snout in red paint at the end and sign the picture. That was so taught. Sad. The rest she just did. And so I show that to people, and so many have said, "Jane, I hate you. I can't eat bacon again." And of course, that's the whole point. Idea. So telling stories, and, you know, thanks to the chimps, gradually more and more people understand that animals do have feelings. They can certainly feel fear and pain. You know, pigs are as intelligent as dogs, or more intelligent very often. And chickens have these great personalities. We've rescued chickens from factory farms. You know, at the end, they're featherless and ready to go into soup or be ground up for fertilizer or something horrible. And it takes them about a week to dare to walk on the grass. Mm. And some of them had had the end of their beaks cut. And, you know, the whole thing is so awful. But it's so awful that people don't want to look or listen. So the secret is to find a story with a good ending.
I think the whole key to keeping factory farming going is hiding everything that's going on, that there's so little transparency. I always say, if we could see what happens on factory farms, meat consumption would plummet by 50% the next day. If there were webcams in these places, it would be all over, because it's so horrible.
And they keep trying to pass laws to prevent people from releasing secretly filmed videos. And I mean, some things. The other day, I was utterly shocked. There was a transport of pigs. And I call it a transport, which is what they used with the Nazis for the Jews. But a transport of pigs, and they were on their way to slaughter. They weren't slaughtered on the spot, which, if they must be slaughtered, they shouldn't have to travel. And the truck broke down, and it was in Texas, and it was summer, and it was hot. And these pigs were panting. And a woman came along, and she brought water. She was put in jail. She was interfering. And somebody else recently, when all these chickens had to be ground into the ground because of the pandemic and people couldn't look after them, and somebody rescued three, and she was prosecuted. I mean,
amazing.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
Is that what you mean when you say you tell stories, or do you have more fanciful stories? Could you tell me a story?
Well, no, I don't make them up. I mean, you know, if I'm talking about chickens, I talk about the chickens we rescued and the names they had and the personalities. And, you know, one was rather timid and retiring, and one was bold and cocky, and the hen of the roost, not the cock of the roost, but the hen of the roost. And I tell about Pig Casso. And, you know, there's a lot of stories about rescued animals and the amazing things that they do.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more food in just a minute.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You spent time with high school students in Tanzania 30 years ago, and you talked with them about the environmental problems we were facing back then, and that led to you founding, unless I'm wrong, that led to you founding Roots and Shoots.
It was in 91 in Tanzania.
So perfect, 30 years ago, right. Can you tell me about the work that's come out of that program and
Started with
specifically about food.
Yeah, it started with these 12 high school students, and then they got their friends who also cared about a whole lot of problems, and we started Roots and Shoots, which the main message is every individual makes an impact every day, and you get to choose what you do, and every group has to choose three projects: one to help people, one to help animals, one to help the environment, and it's now in 68 countries.
Wow.
It has members in kindergarten, university, everything in between. And we've got what I call the alumni, those who've been through the program and retain the values. And of course, one of the key things is understanding animals, compassion for animals. So as we have learned more and more about the horrors of factory farming, we realize it's not only the horrendous cruelty. And we have a lot of young people now campaigning about this, but it's also terribly harmful to the environment because you destroy huge areas to grow grain, to feed the animals, use masses of fossil fuel to get the grain to the animals to the abattoir and the meat to the table. And then they're all producing methane gas, which is a really bad greenhouse gas, and you're using a lot of water to change vegetable to animal protein. So it's also bad for our health. I mean, we're getting some of the workers, those who are working in these factory farms, they have an absolutely horrendous job. And, you know, there are people who can't choose. They just have to get a job. And the people living near, for example, the hog farms, when the wind is in a certain direction, they have to close the window. They can't go outside. The smell, I was there once in Lubbock, Texas, And the stench was unbelievable. And then you get floods and you get this washing into the river, you get the fish dying. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely awful. And this is what our young people in Roots and Shoots, they're learning about it and they're talking about it. And more of them are refusing to eat meat. And I'm doing these Hopecasts, which is a podcast, but with selected people. And one of them was a little girl of 13 who became vegan when she was six. And she is so eloquent in talking about this. She's a little African-American girl. And it was amazing talking to her.
That's incredible. I'd like to see that. Have you done that yet? You've done that already?
Yes, I think Sean will know, but I think it's already been, I'm not sure, but anyway, it's done.
Okay, I'll ask Sean about that afterwards. That's interesting. You know, one thing that's going to happen when I know my readers and viewers, and they're going to say, how can I get involved in this work? So is Roots and Shoots the thing for people to look at? Is there something else if people want to be involved in what you're doing that they can do?
Well, there's the Jane Goodall Institute and there's Roots and Shoots, and Sean can give you all of those details.
Okay. We'll get that. That would be great.
We've got big websites for both.
I want to ask, because you've been doing so many things for so long, what if there's anything that you're particularly proud of or something that people don't know about that you'd like to talk about?
Well, some people still think I'm only chimps. You know, I'm the chimp lady.
Well, but, there's not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, there is, because I'm much more than the chimp lady now. You know, I left Gombe to protect the chimps and realized that you can't protect the chimps unless you work with the people and alleviate poverty and try and stop corruption and, you know, reduce our own environmental footprint, all of these things. The hope is that this will, Roots and Shoots will lead to a critical mass of young people who have the right values.
Yeah, that's really great. So you're saying in a way that there's no, I don't want to denigrate it, but that the working with the chimps led you to recognize that that their environment was our environment and what they needed was what we needed and so on. I mean,
yes,
that's right?
Yes, unless you involve the local people whose land it really is, no conservation work will succeed. You know, in the old way, the sort of colonial way, well, we want to protect this forest, so we'll move all the people out. So, of course, you build up resentment and anger and frustration, and people lose their livelihoods. And that's one of the reasons we have so much anger in the world today, that sort of thing. And so, you know, then realizing that to save the chimps, you have to save the forest. To save the forest, you have to save the people and get them to be your co-workers, your partners. And I think most people don't really understand the scope of Roots and Shoots and what we're doing and how these young people are changing things, even as you and I are speaking. Because Roots and Shoots is all about rolling up your sleeves and taking action. And it's grown so fast because the kids get to choose what they do. It's not top down. Yes, we can suggest, would you like to join the campaign? Right now it's planting trees. One year it was learning about and saving water. You know, we have to restore fertility to the soil because of the intensive farming. And so much we have to do. But if they're empowered to take action, and we listen to their voices, they are changing the world.
I mean, it's very much like the argument about food sovereignty. You can't impose your will, even if it's well-intentioned, on people living in a given place, because it really has to be up to them to determine what happens with the land and how it's used.
But we can protest when the land is poisoned with chemicals, which is making people sick, which is a main cause of biodiversity loss.
Right. I'm saying that kind of behavior usually comes from outside. It doesn't come from within.
It comes from the farmers who are dying.
Right. Often when I'm interviewed, I'm asked whether I'm optimistic or hopeful. Do I believe that it's possible for things to get better, that can our children and grandchildren hope for better lives? And usually I truthfully say yes. Some days I'm in a bad mood or despairing, but mostly I say yes. I wonder how you feel how you answer that question. Are you optimistic? Are you hopeful?
Well, hopeful, because if you're not hopeful, everything comes to an end. If you don't hope that your actions will make a difference, there's no point doing anything and you sink into apathy. But, you know, I do think there's a window of time to effect change. And that window is closing. I mean, we literally are moving towards a time when the earth is heated so much that life as we know it will no longer be, you know, we won't be able to survive. And I like to think of when I was in the forest at Gombe, I understood how everything was interconnected. And in this tapestry of life, which we call biodiversity, I'd rather have a tapestry of life. And if one little species goes, you know, say, okay, that pulls a thread out of the tapestry, and then another species, another thread, and eventually that tapestry is so tattered that there will be ecosystem collapse. And that's the end of us, because we depend on healthy ecosystems. We're part of the natural world. We're not separate. We depend on it for clean air and clean water. We depend on it for food and clothes and everything.
So what does make you hopeful?
That what the youth are doing is incredibly hopeful. Also, as I was traveling around the world before the pandemic, everywhere I was meeting amazing people doing incredible projects, restoring fertility to overused farmland like we did around Gombe without chemicals, restoring a forest, bringing back life and nature to a place that we've destroyed, rescuing animals from the brink of extinction. You know, so we've got this indomitable spirit. We're going to tackle things that seem impossible, and we won't give up. And nature is amazingly resilient if you give her a chance. And then we've got this incredible intellect, which mm-hmm. we're now beginning to use to create technology that will help us live in greater harmony with the planet. And I mean, to come back to diet, you know, the substitutes now for meat, I can't eat them. They're so like meat that I don't want to eat them. But for people who feel they can't give up meat, you know, then this is the perfect solution.
I've heard that from other people too.
There's a kind of steak, or I don't know what it is, but it was a special treat for my birthday about 5 years ago. And I had to say, I'm sorry, I just cannot eat it. It tastes like steak.
That's interesting. I wonder what that
was. And, you know, beetroot blood oozes out. And oh, dear, no.
Do you have a favorite recipe in the book?
I can't actually tell you about that. I would have to read it more carefully, but my niece just took it away.
Right. Okay. Well, some other time for that. I'm going to send you a copy of my most recent book, which I think you'll like. But one or two quick questions, and then we can be done. We do have a family friend, an 8-year-old, so someone who's right in your wheelhouse there, who knows that David Graybeard was your favorite chimpanzee, and she's asking if there's a particular chimp subspecies that you like best or like best to study.
Well, I mean, the ones I studied is the East African chimp. And by the way, here is David Graybeard. So, whoops. So she can actually see that I have him with me all the time. There he is. And
adorable.
He was the first chimpanzee to lose his fear of me. You know, chimpanzees are much stronger than we are. So David was a big guy, but he was gentle. He was a leader. He wasn't the top male, but he was a leader. Others liked to follow him. So we're still after 30 years, 60 years now. I began in 1960. We still have a research team there. They're not as close following now because of the danger of chimps catching our diseases. Mm-hmm. But they're still keeping up with what's going on in the community. And we're still learning new facts. So if I was studying chimps, which I'm not, but the team is, I would want to carry on, because these are the granddaughters and great-granddaughters, grandsons and great-grandsons of the chimps I knew so well that they were almost like family. Tell this little 8-year-old that she needs to be involved in Roots and Shoots for sure.
We will do that. We're going to spread the word on that.
Yeah.
And I will get some stuff from Sean around that, and we will we'll play that up, I assure you. I want to thank you and thank you for your time and for all the great work you've done. And I understand that if I say happy birthday, my timing will be good. So happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Second recipe I'm going to do from Jane Goodall's Eat Meat Less is pan-seared cauliflower with garlic and capers. This one's a little quicker, a little easier. Trim the cauliflower and cut it into florets. 2 inches or so should be the biggest one. Take a carrot, a large carrot, peel it and cut that into slices. Boil them both together until they're just beginning to become tender, a couple of minutes. Then drain that and let it cool. And then in a large frying pan, warm 1/4 cup of olive oil over medium-high heat. Add the cauliflower and carrot and cook those, stirring until they soften, another 3 to 5 minutes. Add 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 2 tablespoons of capers, 1 pinch or more of red pepper flakes, that's to taste, and salt and pepper to taste. Cook that until it's done to your satisfaction and serve that right away or at room temperature. Okay, it's time for some questions. As always, you can ask your questions by calling 833-FOOD-POD. That's 833-366-3763. Got some interesting ones here today. First one is from Sam.
Hi, Mark. This is Sam Eichlin calling from Sunderland, Massachusetts. And I work for Project Bread. We're a statewide anti-hunger nonprofit. My work focuses on improving the quality of school meals while also increasing access to those meals. And my question for you is, if you could immediately change one thing about school meals, what would it be and why?
You know, there are so many things. First of all, the school lunch program is, by and large, beneficial, but there are so many things fixable about it. But I would say reintroduce from-scratch cooking with real ingredients across the board. That would be the number one thing, because most school meals, the vast majority at this point, are heat and eat. Ultra-processed food provided by the big food service companies. So some of it is surplus food. Some of it is, you know, we all know that it's chicken nuggets and French fries and pizza and bad tacos and on and on and on. It's a huge project to reintroduce scratch cooking, and many, many people are working on this, many nonprofits. But that would be a tremendous first step to bring real food back to schools, and then we could work on improving that and improving access to it also.
Hi, this is Lynn from New York, and I'd like to know if you have any tips on buying peaches. Just seems so hit or miss for me.
I do. And obviously, it's always the closer you are to the source, the better. So if you can get peaches from a farm stand where the peaches are grown, that's likely not to be hit or miss. Plus, you can taste. But, you know, most of us, candidly, buy our peaches in supermarkets. And I think, at least if you think about dividing the country in half, east and west, those are big regions, east and west. But I think even if you're on the East Coast, you look for peaches from the south, the Carolinas, Georgia primarily, I think. And even if they're hard, you buy them, you store them for a day or two, they ripen, they can be pretty good. And on the West Coast, California, obviously. But the key thing is the more local, the better. And that would mean buying from a nearby farm. But assuming that you can't do that, better to not buy from the opposite coast. And I think the really what I'm saying here is for East Coasters, don't buy fruit that comes from the West Coast. Buy fruit that comes from the East. Isn't Georgia the peach tree state? Those are good peaches.
Hey, this is Heidi from Connecticut. I'm wondering how you can keep berries from not growing a ton of mold. I just had to throw away too many of them and was sad about it. So would love to know. Thanks.
It's not a dissimilar answer to the peach question. Buy them as close to the source as you can. I think, you know, I just have the supermarket berries. Berries are perishable. I mean, way more perishable than most other fruit. And supermarket berries, I just feel like they're a week old by the time you buy them, and they are on the verge of going bad. So I think if you have to buy berries in a supermarket, again, many of us do, buy only as many as you're going to use in the next day or two. And that's especially true of raspberries and strawberries, which go bad fast. Blueberries keep a little bit longer. And just eat them. Buy them a pint at a time and just eat them. I mean, that's not brilliant, earth-shattering advice, but it's what I got. Again, buy as close to the source as you can. Well, that's it for this episode. I want to say thanks again to the ever-inspiring Dr. Jane Goodall for coming on the show. Her cookbook, again, is called Eat Meat Less, Good for the Animals, the Earth, and All. You can follow Jane on Twitter and Instagram at Jane Goodall Inst. That's at JaneGoodallInst. And on Facebook at Jane Goodall. Her website is janegoodall.org. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Folks, if you liked today's episode, and if you're still listening, I can assume that you did, then please subscribe to Food with Mark Bittman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you like to listen. It would be real helpful if you left us a 5-star review on Apple, and detailed reviews are the best way for new listeners to discover the show. You can find the recipe from today's show in the episode show notes or at bittmanproject.com or at markbittman.com. They all kind of go to the same place. Finally, Food with Mark Bittman is a part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Check out Airwave's other shows at airwavemedia.com or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Mark Bittman, and thanks again for listening to Food. See you next week. Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.